The first reading is from chapter 11 of Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord. The second reading is from Revelation chapter 21. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life.'" The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel this fifth Sunday of Easter comes from the Gospel of John in the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I have said to the Jews, now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Our text from the book of Acts finds Peter being confronted by the believers in Jerusalem, some of whom are among the original apostles. And Gentiles were accepting the good news of Christ, crucified and risen, and Peter was baptizing them. How could the Holy Spirit come to those uncircumcised pagans? This isn't what the apostles expected. Now, remember, this is not too long after their experience of the resurrected Lord, who told them to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. And when the Holy Spirit came to them on the day of Pentecost, they were given the ability to speak in languages of all the people who were present, people from many nationalities and tribes. But all those people were people who had already come to believe in the God of Israel. They had become Jews before they had become followers of the way of Christ. Now reports have come from the north that Peter has baptized and accepted people who jumped the line. The Holy Spirit has come to the Gentiles. What are the apostles going to do about that? Suddenly the God that they have been serving has become more accepting than the apostles originally expected. Suddenly salvation was open to far more people than the apostles anticipated. How could they respond? As our text is read today, it becomes clear at first those who were gathered in Jerusalem were indignant that Peter would do such a thing as baptize Gentiles. But as Peter begins to explain to them what has happened, how he saw in a vision a commandment to eat things that were formerly considered unclean, and how the Holy Spirit came upon these Gentiles before Peter had even considered baptizing them, the faithful of Jerusalem realize God has given to even the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life. Suddenly God is doing something new in the book of Acts. God is doing something new, and it really shouldn't surprise us that much that that's the case, because everything that has led us to being here today has come to pass through God doing something new. God was doing something new in the formation of the faithful who would eventually become followers of Christ in the lead up to his death and resurrection. God was doing something new when the faithful were able to declare that, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Okay, so that might seem to be more of an old thing to us at this point. We're 5 weeks into the Easter season. But God was doing something new in Israel. And it shouldn't have surprised the faithful who were encountering these new things that God was doing these new things that might expand beyond the people that were faithful Jews. Indeed, God would continue to do new things in Asia Minor, eventually doing a new thing in the spread of the Christian faith to Europe and Africa. God was doing a new thing as even the most pagan tribes began to accept the possibility of a Jewish God who became incarnate, died, and rose again. God has been doing new things for thousands of years. And I believe that God is still doing a new thing here in Albuquerque. But for a new thing to take place, sometimes the old must pass away. Our second reading from the book of Revelation tells us today, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. The promise that God is doing a new thing, a promise that John of Patmos shared with a still persecuted people, means that sometimes the old is no more. Sometimes when God births something new into the world, it is painful. It probably was painful for those first Christians in Jerusalem to realize that those that they considered their oppressors, Romans, also could receive God's grace found in Jesus Christ. God isn't supposed to bless those you would consider your enemies. But suddenly a new thing begins, and those that the Jewish Christians considered their oppressors suddenly became people with which to share the good news. the very attitude that the Christians of Jerusalem had to change. God is doing something new. And that's good news, isn't it? Where God is at work, how can it be anything but good news? But when we think about it, God doing a new thing might be good news, but it isn't always easy news. And rarely is it comfortable news to hear. Because if a new heaven and a new earth come into being, and the old heaven and the old earth pass away, that means that our comfortable way of doing things has to pass away as well. That means our expectations have to pass away. Our personal desires have to pass away. God is doing something new, and we have to ask ourselves, are we going to be okay with it? Do we trust that God is doing a new thing, and that as God is doing this new thing, God is the one in charge? And if God is indeed in charge, which I hope and believe, what are the ramifications? Brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow witnesses to the resurrection promise, I tell you today, I believe with all my being that God is doing something new in our world. I believe that God is doing something new in Albuquerque and here at Messiah Lutheran Church. I believe with all my being that, alleluia, Christ is risen. I need you guys to make me believe it this time, all right? Let's try that one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Now I begin to believe that you believe it too, that you believe this declaration. Christ is alive, and if Christ is alive, God is still making the world anew. And if God is doing something new in our world, if God is giving the gift of the Holy Spirit even to the Gentiles, then who are we to hinder God? Who are we to protest that God is opening wide the gates of this kingdom to all God's children? In some ways, I feel that we are much like those first apostles in Jerusalem. We know that God has given the good news to us. And yet, we are finding more and more that God is working beyond our wildest imagining. God is doing something so new, something so completely out of our realm of comfort and experience. All we can do is trust God and praise the Lord for the amazing things that are happening. And I believe that amazing things are happening in Albuquerque. There are homeless being sheltered. There are hungry that are being fed. And Messiah has been a part of these things. And people are hearing the word of God in a way not often experienced, through love and action rather than through simple word. God is doing something new. God has been doing something new since the advent of that reality that, alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And if God is doing something new, we can't remain the same. Messiah can't remain the same. For God is doing something new in us, here in this place. May we ever trust God's work among us, and may we all learn to celebrate the new things being done here in this place and around the world. In Christ's name, amen.